Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Listen closely. Hear it? That's the song of the pa'auli, a small brown bird with a black mask the size of a sparrow. The pa'auli was discovered just 30 years ago. It was found on the Hawaiian island of Maui, on the steep, wet slopes of a volcanic rainforest. Back then, there were 200 birds. And then there were none. The pa'auli will never sing again. It's extinct. Alvin Powell recounts the saga of the bird's unusual discovery and the species' demise in his new book, The Race to Save the World's Rarest Bird, The Discovery and Death of the Pa'auli.
It was the world's rarest bird, at least according to state press release, in the mid-1990s when there was only three of them left. Other birds have held that title, but certainly now, if indeed the last one has been seen, and they, as far as I know, they haven't seen any since 2004, is no longer the world's rarest bird. That title has passed on, and it's a sad title to hold.
So in 1973, somebody spots a bird. It looks like another type of bird, but no, lo and behold, it's this one.
Yeah, they called it the mystery bird because most of these people had never seen anything like it. There's kind of the thrill of discovery of the bird and then kind of the head scratching. You know, what the heck do we have here? I mean, Hawaii has been settled for 1,500 years. There was no record of this bird amongst the native peoples. There was no record in any of the bird literature, scientific literature. And it took a while for them to figure out what exactly they had. At first, the initial rush was almost natural tourism. You know, they had a lot of people, a lot of scientists who were interested in birds going in just to really spot the thing. There wasn't a lot of science done on the bird initially. And it really wasn't until about 10 years later, when people working in the forest noticed a lot of damage to the forest from feral pigs that had been released. And then they started to see that the bird's numbers were declining. And it was declared endangered within a couple of years under the new Endangered Species Act, which was also passed that same year, 1973.
The rainforest in the book is very much a character.
It is. It's quite extraordinary. And the rainforest does still harbor quite a few Hawaiian species. That's one of the things that is extraordinary about it. When the Polynesians first arrived in Hawaii, all the islands were covered with native Hawaiian plants. And over time, the lowlands were almost entirely converted to agriculture. The uplands have been slowly converted to pasture. And today, much of Hawaii is the introduced plants that we've brought there and decided should grow their sugar cane or pineapple or whatever it is that we'd like. For Hawaiian forest birds, the highlands really are the only place to find them because among these introductions has been the introduction of the mosquito, which was never found on the Hawaiian Islands before. And the mosquito became a vector for bird diseases that had never been seen on the islands that wiped out birds across the lowlands below the area where the mosquito could breed.
The efforts to save this bird are enormous. It's kind of amazing that one little tiny bird should get such attention, actually. And it takes a tremendous toll on the people who are trying to save it.
It really does. And the people in this story, I mean, it is a story of a bird. But to my mind, one of the most compelling things in the story are the people who go out into this really extreme environment. It's not just wet. It's steep. The forest that's there is very tangled and very dense. I spent a few days in there a couple years ago just to get a taste of it. And, you know, you talk about going on a trail through these forests, and there's really no trails. What they do is they hang a piece of plastic flagging tape on a tree branch. So you're climbing over the crotches of trees. At one point, we were crawling on our bellies, pushing our packs ahead of us. And all the time, it's raining. And it's really, you think about people in there day in and day out looking for these birds, and it's really just their dedication is something to behold.
So what finally does the bird in?
It seems it's the accumulation of all these things, just slowly hammering away at the bird. They believe it was once far more widespread than it is now, or what was at the time that that it was discovered. And that little by little, it was pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. Scientists believe that in the rain, this very difficult rainforest where it was finally found, is actually not necessarily its ideal habitat, and that perhaps this isn't the ideal habitat to conserve them in. And that's perhaps part of the reason why it was so difficult. The last few birds died of old age. So you could say that old age did them in. And isolation. They are territorial birds. When I became aware of the Po'o'uli story several years ago, there were still three birds around. But the birds were in separate home ranges. They were close to each other, but they were very territorial, and they wouldn't budge from their home ranges. So you had this tragic situation on this high, rainy mountainside on Maui, where the last three of this species are sitting there near each other, but in separate home ranges, perhaps not even aware of each other.
You write in the book about the veterinarian's attempts to save the bird.
That's one of the most powerful things to me. This gentleman who was the head of the Maui Bird Conservation Center told me about leaving the bird. The bird had been sick for a short amount of time, and this was the last bird. They had captured the last bird in hopes of capturing, at the time there were three, in hopes of capturing the other two into a breeding center to do this last breeding. And the bird had become sick. They had tried everything. They tried a whole bunch of different intensive ways to keep the bird alive. And he told me that when he finally found it dead, that he felt in some ways the weight of the world on him, because he realized that they hadn't been able to find the other two in the forest, so this very likely was the last one. But he also felt relief for this one sick individual. Not only was this bird possibly the last member of its species, but it was also an individual, and it had been this poor little bird subject to all sorts of invasive procedures, and he just kind of felt a little bit of relief to kind of let it go at last.
Have we learned the lesson of the Pa'uli?
I think that some people have learned it. Some of the people who are involved, were involved with the Pa'uli, are still involved with Hawaiian conservation. There is a program with the Maui Parrotbill, which is another honeycreeper. There's a couple hundred of these. They're not waiting until they get down to very, very few. They have established a captive population, and they are looking to establish a second wild population so that you're not just dependent on this one bird. So I think some lessons have been done. This is one example, but Hawaii has one of the smallest land areas in the United States, and it has, I believe, the largest population of threatened and endangered species right now. When you talk to biologists there, even though it's a state, it's part of this country, they kind of feel a little bit left out. They feel like a lot of the attention that these species often get passes by Hawaii, even though it is kind of the hub of this sort of thing in the United States.
Do we have a responsibility as a species to save these other species?
I believe we do. It's not just one species, humanity, helping other species. I believe we have a responsibility to set right the things that we have sort of messed up. And in Hawaii, certainly much of the problems of the Po'o'uli, if not all of them, are because of introductions of one kind or another due to man. And again, we can expand this out around the world. One of the things that attracted me to this story was that this bird and the problems that it faced presented a lens through which to look at the large extinction problem on Hawaii, and also to look in a broader way at the global extinction crisis that we're going through right now. And I do believe we have an obligation to do what we can to fix it.
Alvin Powell is senior science writer in the Harvard University News Office. His book is called The Race to Save the World's Rarest Bird, The Discovery and Death of the Po'o'uli.